Welcome to our May Link to Leads Mastermind. I'm assuming everyone can hear me. If you cannot hear me, please type into the chat that you can't hear. And we're going to wait just a minute or two to see if Sarah and Dr. Brown are able to show up. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. And we're a small group anyway today. What we're going to do here is I'm going to just share with you some content based on the tip sheet that was sent out. And I'll ask you to write down questions. And then after I've gotten done presenting, we can do some back and forth. But I just want to make sure that we understand some of the core concepts here. This is being recorded, so if you miss something, you can always go back to the recording, and it will be both in a visual format and an audio format. Sometimes I like to take audio and listen when I'm in my car or on the treadmill or out for a walk in the park. So we hope that you use these tools. We're going to be creating a membership online portal where all these monthly calls will be housed and other resources that that we'll be making available to you. I want to just make sure that we understand here. This is the tip sheet that you see on screen. That everybody understands that this is a group, a team effort between my firm generating all of these people for you to talk to, and you and your team properly managing the flow of the leads and making sure that you respond to everyone. I want to assure you this may seem like a little more work, but I also have known from experience that if you were to try one of the services that just sends you an appointment, much of the time those leads are not warm, they're not well qualified, and you actually spend more time and a whole lot more money. So the little time I'm going to suggest that you spend now is going to be well worth the effort. We can talk about how you organize to make it happen, but it is really important and not tremendously time consuming. So we've created a strategy for your LinkedIn presence. We're in the process of building connections. You should see those connections coming every day into your inbox. We've begun engaging with them by sending out not weekly, but actually bi-weekly messaging. So some of you are just, your people are getting the very first message that comes after the welcome message. The welcome message comes pretty much a few hours after they accept the connection. The educate piece is going to be coming in part through the messaging and in part through content that we can post to your group if you have one, and in other places. And finally, the promotion part. So actually, from the engage through to promote step, we're going to need your involvement. So let's take a look at the points here and make sure that we understand. By the way, if you have something that you've got to get through while I'm sharing, go ahead and put it in the chat and I'll see it. Pardon me. Otherwise, we will wait until I'm through with this. Our goal is to be absolutely done by about 10:50 or 10:55, because I have an 11 o'clock and probably many of you too. So let's start here. First of all, with all this increased activity, you're going to start seeing some connection requests coming to you. And I want you to know none of these requests have been generated by our program. Ours are all outbound requests. We are sending to the very targeted lists that you looked at that we set up for you inside Sales Navigator. But keep in mind that we're rebuilding your LinkedIn connections to be only those in your target. And so you don't really want the other ones. I suppose you can take them, but that's going to muddy up the waters considerably. So let's take a look here. Here's something that came to me. This is she'd like to join. This, by the way, is the stock LinkedIn message. That's what it looks like when someone gets it. Keep in mind, yours is customized and more targeted. But anyway, it's the standard message. Susan Coach, I just look at this right here and I say to myself, this person is not someone I really want to talk to. So I just ignore it. However, you may want to check it out. Let's say this is Susan Coach and she's a small business owner in Alexandria, Virginia. Well, maybe I want to talk to her. So you just click her profile and you go up and have a look here. This Zoom meeting slows down my bandwidth just a bit, so bear with it. There we go. And I can take a look and see, and this is all she has. You can see how many people probably need our help with developing their profile. But in any case, I take a look here and I decide, you know what, this lady's just not too developed. She got 242 connections. You know, maybe she's got one of those services out there trying to get her more connections. But I say to myself, I don't think I want to talk to her. So I just let that go. In fact, I go ahead and trash it in my email and I don't worry about it again. So that's basically, we recommend when you have them coming to you, don't take them, but do take a quick look. See if it's someone in your target, then go ahead and accept it. Now, when you accept it, our system will send them a connection thank you. So they will go into your drip when you accept any connections. So keep that in mind. If there's some friend of yours that you want to put in there, go ahead, but let us know and we will put them on our so-called blacklist, which means they will not get your messaging campaign. Any more questions about this part, let me know in the chat. Otherwise, we'll keep going here. Now, you're going to get some messages coming to you from connections other than our appointment requests. So you're going to have some people just messaging you for whatever reason. Here's another example of that. This is a fellow that's contacting me. And don't worry about what he says here, but I get this message, and this is what they look like into your email inbox, of course. And what we recommend here is that use some discernment. By a simple glance, you should be able to tell from the email notification if he's responding to some one of our messages on your behalf, or maybe he's a Navigator InMail, which means he's paying to be able to send you a sales message, or he may be one of your older contacts that's messaging you for some other reason. So if I get this and I want to understand more, once again, I'll just click on his name and I'll be taken up to this guy's LinkedIn profile. And you can see that he's a chiropractor and he's marketing to chiropractors. I have a particular reason that I might want to contact this fellow, even though I did not reach out to him with the message drip. I'm going to say, okay, and I'm going to go up, and if I click reply in my email, then of course what I'm going to see is the messaging system inside LinkedIn, and I'm just going to go and give him a quick response, and that'll go up to Dr. Bruce. By the way, since we're up here, here is the record of all the messages going out. So if you ever want to see what we're sending out for you, you can look in here and let's go down here a little bit. All these people sent me happy birthdays, which were a bit much for me. So here's some of the messages that went out of my system that I sent. Welcome these people to my being my new connection. And you can see everything that we're sending out for you. And let's see if I can find one of these other messages that are in mail. Okay, I'm not going to take everybody's time, but we'll leave it at that. Basically, you're going to get these different kinds of messages coming into your inbox. Just a short time with them, literally a few seconds. So we want to ask you, don't ignore these connection requests. Don't ignore these messages. Take a quick look at them. Probably you can discern in 5 to 10 seconds if you need to spend time with them. And keep in mind that if you're going to take the time to do something with it, it is time well spent, because you are building your presence on LinkedIn. Okay, so now we get the next level is responding to message coming from targeted connections, responding to messages 1 through 3. So these are not the ones that are asking you for where we've asked for an appointment, but these are people that are responding just simply to the connection, thank you, and they'll just send a simple response like thanks, or I look forward to getting to know you too, etc. Keep in mind that you've sent out something that said, hey Pat, thanks for connecting, I look forward to getting to know you, or message 1, here's an article I thought you might find interesting, and so on. So if you're extremely busy, and I already know that you are, it's not absolutely necessary to respond to these. However, we kind of think it's good to at least know what's there. You know, perhaps you can assign a staff member to do this work for you. That's always possible. But if you or your staff member respond, it is a good opportunity to build a bit more of a personal relationship. You know, it's kind of like this is virtual networking. So if you're at a live in-person networking program and there's someone there that you have a casual acquaintance with, and you meet them there and you kind of brush each other's elbow at the coffee table and you say, oh, hi, Pat, good to see you. And, you know, you probably want to take just a little time with them. Otherwise, they might perhaps feel like you don't care or you don't know we're there or whatever. So there are certain ways to go about this. Again, in the email, you can click on their LinkedIn email notification, go to their profile, and just make sure, learn a little about them, because you probably don't know anything about them. They're someone we generated. And then you sort of want to begin the message, of course, with something like, thanks for responding, John. I like to say something like, I see you came from a financial sector before founding XYZ company. Great to see how you've leveraged that to build a company or an industry. Now, if you consider it, let's say this message here was a response. You go up and you take a look at his profile, then you hit reply. Then you type the message. It's not going to take you that long, and it's part of the process. this is not work that we could or should be doing for you. Now, sometimes you can just do something very simple, which is just say thanks and that's it. You don't have to do a great big, or thanks for responding, great to know you, et cetera, et cetera. But it's probably advisable to respond. And these new connections will not be about an appointment. So, you want to understand something about them and reply to them. You may be thinking, well, I've got a lot to manage here. Hopefully you're going to enjoy this. Hopefully this is building a network of highly targeted people inside your LinkedIn some of whom you can do business with over time. Well, let's continue here. Now, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but when messages 4 and 5 respond, and you don't have those yet, keep in mind that this is absolutely the most important thing. You don't want to miss these. These folks are why we're doing this. So I do want to spend a little time on it. You're going to get several kinds of responses. One is a thanks, but no thanks. This is okay. You may know Sandler sales training, but you want a yes or a no, maybe is no good. So it's fine if they say no thanks. That's the way it goes. You never know. Down the road, they might respond to an invitation to one of your events or one of your online programs or other things that you're doing. We're going to recommend that once they've gone through the 5-message drip, they get a once a month email outside of LinkedIn. And if that's going to happen, it's quite possible they'll respond there. So you could remove them once in a while, a very long while, you might get someone that says, hey, I didn't know you were going to be sending me all these messages. Please stop sending. The way to do that is to remove them as a connection, or you can send their name to us and we will look them up and so-called blacklist them so they don't get any more messaging. That's your call. Generally, I would leave them there unless they ask specifically to be taken out. The second kind you're going to get is somebody, sounds good, but I'm on the road, I'm busy, et cetera. Let's circle back in 2 weeks. Now, this is important. If you don't do something with this right there when it's in your email inbox, you're going to lose it. I don't know if you know Getting Things Done. It's a famous time management book by David somebody or other. I'm sorry, I don't remember his name, but he basically says anytime anything comes across your desk or into your email inbox, you need to deal with it right there. Don't let it sit there. So you don't want to let these things be sitting in your email inbox. You don't want to file them and say, oh, I'm going to do something with it later. You want to do something right then and there. And so what we recommend is put this person immediately into your CRM, quite immediately. That is important. I think everybody we've been talking to, working with, has a CRM of some kind. And just put their basic information in there and program the follow-up in 2 weeks. Then I would go up on LinkedIn and respond immediately to this and say, hey, John, thanks very much. You bet. Listen, I put a little reminder on my trusty system here, and I will get back to you in a couple of weeks. And at that point, many times I'll also suggest, I see that your email up on LinkedIn is john@goodjohn.com. How would you feel if we switch to email? Usually they'll come back and say, yeah, that's fine. By the way, just to clarify, how you can find someone's email on LinkedIn if it's there in their system. So if you look here, see contact info, and you click on that, that'll open up a little box. And here's his email. So you can copy that email and put it into the CRM you're using. And here, there's other information there too. I'd say about 80% of people that I find have their email up on their LinkedIn profile. Once again, on this See Contact Info tab on their profile. So there's different kinds of CRM. One of them called Nimble. You can actually rip their content right off of here from with this CRM, and it'll put it in, most of it in, quite automatically. Otherwise, it doesn't take long to set up a new contact record in your CRM and literally put in your calendar or on a time-dated to-do that you're going to recontact this person in 2 weeks. And thirdly, the wonderful ones, you're going to get sounds good, let's do it, or, you know, variations. And then you need to nail this down, and you need to go back and forth with them to nail down a time. And you want to do that inside of LinkedIn. So I've gone back and forth with this person when she responded and talked a little bit, and then gone back to what she's proposing that I call her, but I want to go online. This may take a little bit of time, but it's well worth it. You could use a time trade type app where, you know, they go up and set an appointment with you. But our experience is this will cut down appointments. Some simply won't do it. Others will feel like it's, you know, more like a sales thing rather than a get to know you thing. Why are you doing this? You know, they go up and they, that's the kind of thing where they're setting up a sales appointment with somebody using time trade. So, they're, again, it's may scare a few people off. So the best is just to say something like, great, I look forward to learning more about your business. Give their name. A lot is happening in the industry. Again, try to personalize this. You go up and look at their profile and get this information quickly. I'm open Thursday or next Monday, which worked best for you. Something like that to try and nail down a specific time. You got to be prepared to go back and forth until you get a specific time nailed down. Excuse me. This is a crucial thing. We recommend that here you also get them into your CRM so that you're going to send out this message. You don't know, because you've got a lot going on, if they don't respond, you're going to need to go back to them again. So I've got a little graphic here. You've probably seen this, but we target the prospects. We're accepting connections. They're added into your system. You reviewed and approved a pre-targeted list. We send the messages. They respond, but at that point, they need to be added into your CRM. Anybody that you believe you can do business with has got to go into your CRM. And whether it's someone that messaged you beforehand that might be promising, or any one of these here that responds to you is interested doing business, they need to go to your CRM. And we've got this content here about the different types of CRM. And I think some of you have HubSpot, some of you have Nimble, one of you has Salesforce, whatever. You gotta get them into the CRM and do this religiously once people start responding. LinkedIn is not gonna be able to keep track of all these people for you. So once they're in there, if you send them a message to make appointments, set a follow-up for 2 days out. If they respond, that's great. But if not, and this will happen, then you're reminded now by your CRM, and you're going to send them a second message. And keep on going to, again, you want to keep on going every couple of days to either get a yes or a no. You may say, well, it's going to get hard keeping track of this, but folks, this is what we need to do if we're going to get into outbound sales and keeping track of things. Once again, your trusty CRM is going to make it easy because you can just simply look every day at your calendar or to-dos and see who you have to recontact in order to make sure you get that appointment nailed down. And once you got the appointment nailed down, send them a calendar request. If they don't accept it, once again, you'll want to send them another follow-up message. Now, some of you are saying, well, this is going to be a lot. This may be a problem for me. In that case, we suggest that you bring in some kind of a salesperson or a virtual assistant. It's not going to take a great deal of their time, but you can give them access to your email, for example, give them access to your LinkedIn. And you may not want them to do the actual personalized messaging, but once you're starting to go back and forth to nail down an appointment, you can ask them to keep track of the to-dos in the CRM and send standardized messages of, hey, John, we said we'd try to nail down an appointment for next Tuesday or Thursday. Didn't hear back. I just wanted to remind you to let me know when you're available. And that'd be a standard thing you could have an assistant kind of person do. Once again, keep on it, keep on it, keep on it. So that's the whole process that we feel is essential to be dealing with these things right now. Most of you don't have too much of that going on, but these are the main points. And the main points through the process to when these people respond is when things start happening for you. At this point, I think I'd like to pause and see if anybody has a question. So you can type that question into the chat if you like. And let me know what you're thinking, or I can unmute you. Looks like I can't unmute you. So I'm just learning this system. Okay, I've unmuted everybody. If you've got a question, just go ahead and ask the question.
Yeah, Henry, this is Ron Wills. When you talked about, I'm seeing a lot of activity, obviously, from what you're doing on my LinkedIn account. Most of the people are kind of responding, I'll get a message and it's from somebody and they just say thanks. But I guess you got to go down that column, and anybody that's still highlighted are messages that you haven't dealt with yet.
That's correct. Good. So let's find one.
Okay.
I got these happy birthdays. Look, I don't respond to those. I don't take time. And, so I think this is a sponsored one here. I don't respond to that. I'm not going to waste my time with it. But you can scan through quickly and kind of find out.
Gotcha.
This guy here, I know him. He's responding to he ended up in my drip, but I don't worry about it. You can go through, but a lot of times you don't have to worry about it. Here's a feature, by the way. Sometimes you can just do a thumbs up, and that's it. LinkedIn sometimes provides you these little buttons where you can quickly just do a thanks to save you time.
Gotcha.
I think, you don't have to go too far down. We highly recommend that you spend, 5-10 minutes every day and thank you for pointing this out, 5-10 minutes every day just making sure that you're on top of what's going on here, because you might miss something. And for others that may be listening here, you may have a staff person do the same. They can go into your LinkedIn account and look through here. If you've trained them using this tip sheet, they know what to say. Hopefully it's a standardized thing. They know how to say thank you or hit a thumbs up button, or they might want to notify you there's something in there that, so they might give you a list of one or two people you need to go in and do something with. So that's important. Stay on top of what's happening. It will come into your email inbox. However, do keep in mind that it's still always wise to go up there and check what's happening. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Anything else, Ron?
No, that's good. That's, see, what I was seeing, Henry, is a bunch of stuff popping at the bottom of my screen. And it's really much simpler just to go down that list on the left. And that's what I need to do. But I had a bunch of, I think down your right hand side, it says messaging or whatever, but I had all these pop-ups and
over
I was
here.
Afraid that, yeah. And
you had that, right?
Yeah.
Same difference here.
Yeah. And I like it on the left better because you can actually see some of the responses.
Right.
Or you see what you sent out or their response.
Right. And once again, if you don't have to answer them all, but you just do a quick look. And, you know, many times I think we've got it in here, but when people are saying thanks for connecting, you don't necessarily have to say thanks back. Because that's coming, the first thing they get after the connection request is a little thing, say, hey, John, thanks for connecting. Look forward to getting to know more about you. Now they're saying, hey, thanks back. You say thanks again might be a little overdone. So it's everyone's call on that. Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Something from somebody else? Okay. We've got this script in here for the sales call, but I don't think it's really that we will go through this today because we have it's going to be a month probably before any of you are substantially going into, well, let me think. It's only 10:30. I tell you what, let us go ahead and let us go ahead and do this. And what I'd actually like to do is just model it here. Do a stage one of these, using one of you as the guinea pig. And so I don't know. Anybody here might want to volunteer to enter into this little call with me. This being recorded, so then you'll have it for future reference.
Which side will we be on?
You will be the prospect. Yeah, I'm gonna model how these calls might work.
Okay. I'll be your guinea pig.
Okay, Ron is ready to go. Okay. So you got the script here, but we have revised this document, so we're going to send this out. I thank you all for bearing with me. There were some typos that none of you got upset about, and we've actually improved the content, tweaked it just a little bit. But when you get on these calls, the first thing you want to do is ask them about their business. Then you want to keep asking follow-up questions and be genuinely interested. And then you want to explore their pain points a little bit. What would you say your main challenge in your business, the area you work in, and then casually position a solution. So then you nail down the next step on the calendar. So what I'd like to do is model all of this. So Let's go. Ron, let's say you are, let's say you're a software developer. Someone I know, a fellow that's got software in the healthcare space. So let's say you're like that fellow, you've got software in the healthcare space, and, just kind of play along. Does that sound okay?
I will channel my my inner buff. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So here we go. We'll begin our role play. See, I'm going to mute it. No, I can't do that. Okay, we'll leave it. Okay, we're ready to go. Hey, Ron, great to meet you on LinkedIn, my friend. It's good to hear your voice. How's it going today?
Good.
LinkedIn's really quite something, you know. Here we are. We just reached out across the web, and now we're getting to know each other live. How about you? Have you had some business value out of LinkedIn?
You know, Henry, I'm on LinkedIn, but I really don't do much with it. I just got on it several years ago and really just from time to time, I'll get somebody like yourself contacting me. But other than that, not too much.
Yeah, interesting. I know a lot of people are like that. Well, I started getting active myself and you know, I've just really gotten a lot out of it and, you know, meeting some interesting folks like you. So, hey, you know, I'd like to learn a little bit more about what you're doing there with XYZ Software. I know you're in the healthcare space. Tell me a little bit how you ended up there.
Well, this is the second company that I've been involved with. I had just a small ownership in the other one. This one's my company. And we are sort of the conduit for information. We're sort of the pipes for information flow for documentation on people's health records. And, you know, the market's pretty good in the insurance arena as far as what kind of claims you've made. And so that information's pretty good, but no one's been able to tie it into the patient's records like we do. And so we work for a number of large hospitals and data centers for medical data. So we provide sort of that the flow of information between the different services.
Interesting. Okay. So you're telling me that my doctor can't just send my medical records over to my new doctor all that easily? There's some issues involved?
If you've ever ask for your doctor to do that, usually you get kind of a blank stare and they tell you that, you know, we can print it out for you if you want a copy of it. But we find that it is, the data goes across, you know, if they do send some of the files, the files are sent as maybe PDFs and so forth, but really not together as an integrated whole.
Gosh, you know, it's the kind of thing we just don't know about out here. Of course, the whole healthcare industry is just being turned upside down, right? Nobody knows which way it's going to go in the end, right?
Well, you're right. And there are a lot of big players that are wanting to get into this market space. And right. There's big opportunities, but there's going to be a lot of competition coming down the road.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, you know, I just real brief here. I work with small business owners, and I ran several my own self. And you know, I know the drill. I know what you're dealing with every day. Recently, I've been working kind of in an advisory capacity, and you know, I'm always interested in strategy. And you know, if you don't like these questions, just let me know, Ron. I like to kind of get to know a little bit about what's happening with companies. So I wonder if you wouldn't mind saying, what's the main challenge you're facing with XYZ company in terms of getting out there into the market and strategically positioning yourself to talk to the right people?
Well, we got a couple of issues that we're now facing. You know, we've grown to a certain level, and we're finding that we grew to that level because my partner and I have been the sales force. And it's getting to the point where we're running the business and we're the sales force. So it's a matter of just having enough time. Associated with that is, you know, as I said, we're sort of the pipes. So we don't really have anything to show you that says, you know, our company's name on it. So we put the information together, but we just don't have that. You know, you think of a Microsoft product, you got Microsoft Word or Excel. That's a, you know, people can look at that and say, okay, I get it. I know what they do. So we've got that issue. It and that makes it harder for us to find the right people in the company that really sort of understands our value when we're going out soliciting. So we've got, you know, the issue of my partner and I being overwhelmed with sales, and we've got the issue of finding the people that we need to talk to.
I see. Interesting. And what have you done so far to find those right people? Or what are you doing presently?
It's been a lot of who we've already known in the industry, and we've had some good luck with our customers referring people to us. But we can only grow so much by doing that.
I see. Okay. Well, that's really interesting. Honestly, Ron, I wasn't sure where this would go, but you know, I figured since we're crossing paths, it'd be good to learn a little more about each other. You know, the interesting thing is that I actually deal with this kind of thing with people on an ongoing basis. And I'm running a webinar next week for some clients and friends. And, you know, this problem that you're bringing out here, we kind of have a little bit of a mastermind effect on the call. And that, I'd love to get you to join us and learn, you know, in that context, sort of chew on this challenge you have. That's kind of thing we do. And it'd be great to have you there. I wonder, do you have next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern open?
Well, how does this work?
Well, it's an online, you know, like a GoToMeeting. And you just log in, and there's a bunch of other people there, and we're going to present some stuff, and then we're going to get, you know, everybody talking around the virtual table.
About the same issues or different issues or?
About the issues of how to reach the people that you need to talk to for a specified market.
And what's the cost for this?
Oh, there's no cost. It's just, I like to bring, as you can tell, I like to bring people together. I'd probably say 70% of the people I've met on LinkedIn that are going to be there. And, you know, we're looking at this exact challenge of how can we find new and innovative ways to reach the people that we need to talk to. And I have some expertise to offer, but the good news is I like to mastermind and get other people's input. Sometimes we'll hot seat somebody and let other people weigh in. So you never know, you might get an idea that's worth implementing, and no cost at all. That's the idea. That's, you know, what comes out, what's in it for me is that, you know, out of such a group, I might meet one or two people that want to actually do business with me. The rest is everybody else getting some benefit and maybe making connections themselves. So anyway, next Wednesday at 10, could you check if you might? I'd love to have you there. Do you have it open?
I do.
Okay, you think you can make it?
I will make it, yes.
Great. Well, I'm going to send you a link and a calendar invite, and we can see where that goes. Okay, let's, all right. Let us break. I'm I'm going to break off the role play. Thank you there for subjecting to that. That's very, that only took, I think, 9 or 10 minutes. They're going to tend to be longer. This is forced. It's staged. So actually, the real deal, they'll talk more. And generally, they're going to ask me, which Ron didn't, to tell them something about what I'm doing. I like the fact that you got a little resistance there at the end. You will get that, but honestly, if these have gone well, you're going to have responses. So there's different things. Software providers, some of you, I know one person here has a free trial. I use this webinar example. Here's one I like. I'm going to a chamber meeting, and I'd love to meet you there in person. Or for those of you who don't know, Ron here is the president and founder of National Association of Business Owners and Entrepreneurs, and he has a monthly meeting, and I like to invite people there and just meet them in person. So my invite might have been, instead of what I just did, is, hey, Ron, I'm in this this really interesting networking group. It meets over in Rockville at a country club once a month, and we have really interesting speakers. You know, a couple months ago, Larry Hogan came and spoke, the governor. So, you know, we could meet live there. I've actually got a way to get you a complimentary invite. It's, Thursday the 10th. Do you have that morning open? So that would be another thing. And the other one is possibly, you know, just getting together for coffee. And that's a little more challenging because people are going to be a little more defensive unless this has really hummed. But I think the people that we're working with right here may not need to go that direction. You can get involved with your product, invite them to a webinar, invite them to some kind of a net. If you'd like a networking meeting to invite people to, let me know and I will refer you to Ron and to NABO. It's a great group and very good for networking. And then you want to make sure.
Henry,
yeah.
Can I just jump in? I want to tell you, I've used your script just recently, and having a discussion with a business owner about their issues, just like, you know, you do, generally speaking, you're right. We got into more details of their company, looking for pain points, found that there's a number of issues with staffing. And we have a lunch set up for next week to discuss doing coaching for a couple of his people. So this process does work, and it really takes the stress out of making these calls, because you're really asking them about their business and what, you know, what drives them. So, and they actually, he was the one, he says, hey, I'd love to talk to you. I'll buy lunch. So I thought that was a pretty good response.
Oh, that's great feedback. And the methodology here, of course, is get them talking. It's all about them, not about us. And what happens by the end of this process is that it becomes about you in a very natural way, where they're actually wanting to know more about what you're doing. The key point, of course, is getting this pain point. And most people, whoever your target is, most people don't get their pain point. So when you get it, and when they can feel your empathetic response, that there's just so much unspoken stuff that's going on that will lead to actually a much warmer and a simpler conclusion than our staged version here, quite frankly. Okay, so that's good. I think we may be close to completion here. Let me just double check if anybody else here has a question or a comment. You can either type it into the chat, or I do have the audio open if you want to say something.
Hey, Henry, this is Amrinder.
Amrinder, hi.
I think the question that I have is may not require an immediate response, but if you or anybody else thinks of the ideas there, I think that may help me later.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, in our case, the problem that we solve is their HR problem, less like you had a good discussion here with the prospect, Ron, who was talking about his sales issues. So those are the kinds of problems people are more interested in trying to actually solve themselves. HR kind of problems, sometimes they are actually trying to avoid themselves. So when you try to lead them into talking about those kinds of issues, sometimes they're hesitant to go that direction and may want to talk about, oh, I have this issue selling, which is not where our service is going to help them directly anyway. So that's sometimes I see how the calls at that point not following a script, but the ones who do start talking about their workforce issues, the calls kind of go like the way you demonstrated. Maybe an observation, maybe a question, but if you have any pointers on how to keep the because it helps us when they talk about their pain point, but it helps us when they talk about the pain points that we can actually address those, the ones that we can actually address, not the ones that we can't address.
Absolutely. So the whole thing there is the actual question that you're going to ask. And so you wouldn't want to ask a question that would be too open-ended. You want to get that question very, very specific. And so, you know, you're being authentic. So you're saying something like, you know, Georgia, as you know, we have a software platform that helps organize all of HR management. And I like to learn from people like you. So, you know, I'd really like to know, what's the biggest challenge that you're facing personally with keeping on top of the information flow with all your employees, new hires, onboarding, executive communications, and so on? What would you say is the biggest challenge right there? So it could be pretty hard for them to go off into sales and other things, right? If it's a question like that.
Right, right.
So the issue is the question. So if you want to go back and forth, I'd love for these to come next week, but it may, you know, maybe a few weeks before you get on the phone with someone like this. Perhaps we can do a little back and forth and craft that question. But I'm wondering if what I said there makes any sense to you.
I think so. I think that the questions we've tried not entirely open-ended, but I think what I'm gathering is that maybe there might even be a qualification question that asked before, which tries to establish the context of the question that's going to follow, or okay. Something like that. Yeah, okay. I think that's great feedback. Thank you, Henry.
And one more thing, Amrinder. When you're asking these questions, these general questions, you can put a so-called qualification in there that doesn't sound like it, trying to move them toward the specific and I think you can be open and transparent here. You're in the software business. This is what you do. You're hoping to learn from them. And so any kind of pointed question you ask that is specific, leading towards a possible sales interaction, is actually positioned with them as you learning to help you understand how to better serve people like them with what you do, which is true. That's completely authentic. So I think, you know, we can work on this so that this little discussion here doesn't allow for the room to go off track so much.
Right.
Okay. Anything else on that for now? Of course, we can continue working on this. Anything else on that right here?
Nothing here, Henry. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay, folks. Cindy, you've been quiet, but that's okay. And George wasn't able to be here, but hopefully next month, and we are adding people into this program. And as you can see, there's a little masterminding that can go on these monthly sessions. We're scheduled for 4th Thursdays at 10 a.m. Please make sure that you click on the calendar invite you're going to get, which will put a recurring date into your calendar. And in the meantime, we can go back and forth by email as needed. This point I would like to end for this month. This will be posted in an online resource center along with some other resources. That may be about a week, but this recording will be available before then. As soon as it is, we'll let you know. You may want to listen back to it, as I mentioned, or share it with staff people or assistants. Feel free to get back to us by email, and please enjoy all these great new connections you're getting. And at this point, we will say goodbye for this May mastermind. Thanks much, folks.
Thanks, Henry.